Thank you and good morning. Humboldt County Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to a call of a fight between a man and a woman at a residence in Willow Creek on Tuesday. When deputies reached the scene, they noticed a marijuana garden, and when they made contact with 24-year-old resident Alex James Figini Laws, he told them to stay off his property until they had a warrant. The deputies assured him they were there on a report of a domestic violence incident and not for the grow, but he insisted. So the deputies went ahead and contacted the County Drug Task Force, obtained a warrant, and went back to the residence. They interviewed individuals at the residence and determined the argument had only been verbal. No arrests were made. The deputies then searched the property and confiscated more than 380 growing marijuana plants, 330 pounds of processed bud, and packaging materials. Figini Laws was arrested and booked into county jail for possession and possession for sale. Earlier this month, city officials in Fort Bragg were forced to issue a Stage 3 water emergency alert to residents. The city's main water supply, the Noyo River, had dropped to historical lows and was being contaminated by salt water from the ocean. That meant that city residents had to drastically cut back on water use, including business owners. It had a direct and immediate impact on the restaurant owners, who, as part of the emergency declaration, were forced to start using recyclable cutlery and plates to serve customers. That led to a mild backlash from residents and restaurant owners alike. On Tuesday, the City Council unanimously overturned the mandatory use of reusable plastic and compostable cutlery and plates and left the decision up to the owners, who still have to reduce water use but are left to their own devices to do so. Arcata Police support Arcata Fire. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Arcata Police Association, that represents the rank and file officers of the Arcata Police Department, has thrown its support behind the passage of Measure A, a property tax measure aimed at raising the necessary funding to increase full-time staffing for the Fire Protection District. Arcata Fire serves more than 37,000 residents, and if approved by voters, the measure would raise property taxes for residents of the fire district by about $96 per year.
Thank you, Jordan. Eureka police arrested 29-year-old Christopher Jett on Tuesday night after Jett allegedly attacked a man with a golf club outside the courthouse market on 4th Street. Jett was waiting outside the county courthouse when Eureka police arrived on scene, and the Crescent City man was taken into custody for assault. The investigation revealed that Jett had attacked the victim with the handle of a golf club and caused injuries to the man's face and hands. Jett was booked for assault with a deadly weapon and a parole violation. The Trinity County Sheriff's Office has issued an at-risk missing persons report for 39-year-old Shannon House, who lives near the Trinity-Humboldt County line. House was last seen on Sunday when he walked away from his residence in the southern part of the county sometime between Sunday night and Monday morning. House is an adult white male who was wearing only a pair of shorts and a t-shirt. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
Theshoppingshow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Board of Supervisors took some time to once again discuss the county's draft medical marijuana ordinance on Tuesday. The ordinance will govern who can grow medical cannabis, where, and how they can grow it, and where it can be processed and sold. County staff put the draft together, and there is still work to be done. Supervisor Estelle Fennell, a member of the Marijuana Subcommittee, wants staff to look at some of the more severe restrictions, such as conditional use permits for small grows, because the overall goal is to get local growers into compliance.
Our goal is to make it possible for people who, you know, actually care about the environment and are involved in their community, to make it possible for them to go ahead and make a business out of this. So this just deals with cultivation, and so our goal is to make the regulations good enough that they actually will protect the environment, and at the same time that they're not so restrictive that nobody's going to do them.
Local officials are working within a state framework of three medical marijuana bills signed into law that, most importantly for our region, address the environmental impacts that occur at grow sites. Fennell said the goal is to remove as much of the black market as possible.
Please, let's get somewhere where it'll be easy enough for us to enforce and easy enough for people who want to comply to come into compliance. And then those people who don't care would be a lot more easily identified.
The supervisors have directed staff to continue work to amend some sections that would allow for more small growers to participate without jumping numerous regulatory hurdles. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.